Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, all right. So, and what year were you born in?
What, man? Are you going to ask me if I want to take a survey? You're going to keep asking me questions. I might hang up on you, dog. I don't like that.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? It was a little bit muffled.
Yeah, are you going to ask me if I want to take a survey, dog? You're just asking me personal information questions.
Well, for this question, I'm like, what year were you born in? We ask it to get a demographic of who we're talking to.
I was born in 90.
1990?
Yeah.
1990, all right, thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'm voting 100%.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
What are my options?
It's just free, like, kind of, like, for your response, you get to choose.
It has to be a combination of inflation and immigration, really.
All right. A combination of inflation and immigration. All right. Solid answer. Thank you. So, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
The last election, I voted for Biden. I'm not voting for him.
The last election, like back in 2020, 4 years ago. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
All right.
Biden.
All right, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I will be voting for Donald Trump this time.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where a 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and a 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
0.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
100.
100. All right. So thinking about this election like this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
0. All right. Give me 1 second. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
1 second. All right. So I'm going to be voting Democrat the rest of the way.
All right. So who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
At this point, I'm trusting the Republican Party.
All right. And do you trust them somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I mean, I think that he should help out immigrants, but it's not happening. So, like, I don't really understand. Do I feel like he should do it? Yes, I feel like he should do it. I don't like that. So.
All right. So you wouldn't say it fits under any category? Like you don't strongly agree with this, you don't somewhat agree, you don't somewhat disagree, and you don't strongly disagree?
Well, I mean, I agree that he should focus on that, but he's not doing it. Because, like, you know, what he should be doing is not what he's doing. That's why I don't want him in office anymore.
All right. So would you say you, like, somewhat agree then, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants.
I agree.
All right, and he should do this to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids.
No.
strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and have work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
All right. So now if you could tell me whether President Biden enacting each of these following programs related to immigration reform would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him. Or if it would make no difference one way or the other, this being because like you might not vote for him or because you already plan to vote for him or et cetera. So okay. The first one is,
Him like actually doing what he said he was going to do while in office would have secured my vote. I'm still upset about the student loan thing that he didn't do. Like the man spends all this money over to their foreign countries and age wars, and we get fucked paying student loans. He's not getting my vote. But
all right. Well, then in this part, I guess you're like welcome to just say that you would be somewhat less likely or much less likely to support him, or would make no difference if you would like based on each statement.
Well, I think it would help. Like, you know, it would definitely favor, but I think it's all lies. So, like.
All right. So, but the first one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. So would this make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference?
Someone more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Someone more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Someone more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Someone more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I mean, I don't... No, less likely. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he, depending on what they did, they're going to get deported, then they get deported.
All right, so would you say, like, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, all right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right. So now if you could please indicate if you are either very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following statements. So the first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
For sure. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Based on the statement, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, I'm super concerned, because like I said, the whole time, he's so shit.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans are use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Repeat that one more time.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
I agree 100% on that. Yes, he does. His rhetoric is fucked up.
Would you say that's very concerned then?
Yeah, it's a concern for me.
Alright. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I don't think that's true.
Alright, so would you say like that doesn't concern you at all? Like you're not at all concerned?
It doesn't, because Donald Trump deported less people than Obama and Biden.
Alright, so not at all concerned?
Nope.
Alright. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Yes, I agree. They're definitely concerned about that.
All right, so would you say that makes you very concerned then?
Super.
All right, and Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm not that concerned about that.
All right, so that'd be like not at all concerned or a little concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two different approaches, and if you could tell me which ones come closest to your opinion. So Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. While Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which approach comes closest to your own opinion?
Man, it's up in the air. I'm a little, look, just for the sake of doing things the right way, I'm going to swing to the right on that. So I think Donald Trump's statement is a little bit, you know, more on point.
All right. So would that be like, Trump's approach somewhat closer or much closer?
Yeah, Donald Trump's is somewhat closer.
All right. So after hearing some more information, just have to ask you one last time about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate
Donald Trump,
or independent?
Donald Trump is getting my vote 100%. Like, that's not going to change.
All right. So as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do. I actually know a lot of people that are undocumented. I know, you know, a lot of people that are doing a good, like, they're, you know, outstanding citizens, and I know people take advantage of the system. So it's like, once again, it's a double-edged sword. My whole thing is that there are a lot of people that have done the process legally to get into the country, and it's very difficult. So I respect that, and I wish everybody, you know, could do the same. If they would make that process a little bit easier, I think there'd be a lot more documented, you know, immigrants versus undocumented. But it's not fair for the ones that just not get here that they get to, you know, get a free pass because they say that they're just seeking asylum. I don't buy that.
So what would you say is your relationship to them? Are they like your friends, acquaintances, coworkers, or family members? No, for sure.
Listen, coworkers, friends, acquaintances, like I said, I know a lot of people that are in that category. Not all of them are bad people. Like, they're good people, but some of these people are definitely taking advantage of the fact that, you know, it's easy to get asylum in the States versus coming over here legally because it takes years.
All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information from? And I'm going to give you just a short list, and if you could tell me if you use them to get kind of like your news. So the list goes OAN or Newsmax, TikTok, Fox News Channel or website, Facebook, any Spanish language programs, MSNBC and CNN or some other major news network channels or websites, Instagram,
yep.
YouTube, WhatsApp, or Univision or Telemundo.
So a lot of the Spanish ones I get my news from, I get it from MSNBC and CNN as well.
All right. All right. So finally, we're in the last segment. We're 90% done. And the last two questions are just short demographic questions. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
What nationality? I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. All right. So were you born in the U.S. or like on any outside country, like down to Puerto Rico or some other country?
Puerto Rico is a part of the United States.
All right.
So what technically, language? I'm a natural born U.S. citizen, so I don't know if you want to say yes.
All right. But were you born kind of like specifically on the island of Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I was born in Puerto Rico. But once again, Puerto Rico, like I am a natural born U.S. citizen, so like it's...
All right. Like, so what language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you speak like always English or more English than Spanish? Spanish and English equally or more Spanish than English? Always Spanish or something?
In my house, I speak Spanish to my children.
All right. So is it always Spanish, or do you combine it with a little bit of English?
Spanish combined with a little bit of English, so primarily Spanish in my house.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I used to consider myself a Democrat. Like, I still consider myself a Democrat, but once again, it's not. My political views are starting to change because I'm getting older, and I'm starting to see, you know, what's what.
All right, understand.
So I still feel like I identify as a Democrat, but I'm definitely starting to lean more towards Republican.
So would you call yourself like a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Definitely not strong Democrat, for sure.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Definitely more. Well, what's moderate?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
What is moderate?
Moderate is kind of like a combination of between both, or it can be like kind of neutral in the middle. Because
I think I'm more liberal with that. Because if I remember correctly,
moderate means that you have like some conservative tendencies as well as some liberal tendencies, so it's like a combination of both relatively. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Third year college.
All right. So what is your religion? That is, if you have any.
Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, can I have only your first name?
Yeah, Jose.
Jose, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jose. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to, no worries.
I think I'm good.
All right, no worries. Well, this will conclude a survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time, Jose. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Have a good day. Thank you.